to be gaining more momentum in terms of well-organised strategy things that you can feel you're inputting into, whether that's real. What do the panel think of engagement in policymaking in this election and what's going to happen over the next 5 years?
Yeah, it's a big question mark over whether it really did continue in America, but anyway. Post-bureaucratic age, data.gov.
And there wasn't really any engagement in policymaking in the election, that's not what it's for, and I don't think I criticise any of the parties for that. They tried to do it, it's been a fiasco. I mean, the Tories did try and do this about 2 years ago, which, Craven sampled the Denham process and say it was a number of success in an attempt to do it, but in an election campaign, very difficult. Who knows whether it will work after the election, so.
The parties themselves haven't done policy making for a considerable period of time. The Labour Party, as a party, hasn't done policy making in terms of its members and their experience and involvement in that process for probably about 2 decades. Now, the hope has to be that through new media, that the supporters and members can start to be re-engaged in that sort of policy making process again. So there is more of a front room, lively political discussion that goes beyond who's going to deliver the next sort of set of leaflets. I think that's really important for all the parties going forward in terms of engaging communities in the political process, but it's a broader cultural challenge, not just a technological one.
I have to read these out, because I just asked Twitter whether it was true or not, Sam, whether people had actually voted for me because of being following my Twitter, and I want to read you a couple of them because they're great. What rubbish? I met you via Twitter and voted for you because of the great things you do for the community. I tweeted you, you popped around, I voted for you, convinced 4 others, and then leafleted for you. Daisy Blue, I wish my MP Eric Pickles used Twitter more like you instead of the Tory National Diary he troubles us with. Local. And my favourite one, Twitter is just a communication medium. Might as well say no one voted for you because of your emails. Tories are thick. I didn't write that. But it does go to a fundamental point, and actually this is the other thing, because I have to... Those of you who have been following me from Twitter know that I've been, frankly, very annoyed over the last couple of days because I had a little bit of a group called 38 Degrees, and I know David is here, and I do appreciate the fact that David came and apologised to me in advance, so I'm not going to trash 38 Degrees, but it does move to this point about how do you make policy, how do you continue people's involvement and engagement in progressive politics, because ultimately progressive politics needs people to be involved and engaged. If you believe that collective action and common endeavour achieves more than you do on your own, then actually you need to find ways of involving and engaging people. For me, all these forums have been a way of doing it. I started off using email and email lists as a way not just of telling people what I was doing, but actually asking them to be part of it. It's all sorts of different things. So, for example, our local night shelter.